Thank you very much. The meeting is now officially opened. You are welcome. Just to indicate to you that last week we couldn't proceed with the work ahead of us because this work was supposed to have been discharged last week. Being that the case, we couldn't basically because we couldn't get a quorum to proceed with our work. And today I'm glad that nearly everybody is here. We will be able to proceed accordingly. The other thing is, I'm sure some of you honorable members might have been privy to or the media statement issued by the Naizna municipality showing some level of ignorance from that side through the mayor, who said the committee was not supposed to have been allowing those petitioners to petition them to be doing the work. And they decided not to come basically because they believe they have done everything. There's no need for anyone to speak to the matter any longer. Since I requested the legal unit just to affirm my understanding that we are not going to invite them any longer, we will then summon them accordingly. And the summon then means it should be delivered through the sheriffs and all these kind of things. And it's something that we always like just said in that meeting, that we avoid that route, we don't want, because we respect, you know, the section, chapter 3 of the Constitution, which always calls for the cooperation of one another within the organ of state in order to create stability and working together. So I thought it's important just to remark on it when we are proceeding with our, so that when we have seen it, you shouldn't thought we have not been taken note of it. However, we are not going to be coming into thank you very much.
Thank you very much for holding me out of order if I'm out of order. But I just want to check, Chairperson, last week a postponement of a meeting was made as a result of a call. Some of us made an apology, and when we arrived here, we asked how was the meeting called off. Then an indication was that there was a stipulation of 15 minutes. After 15 minutes had elapsed, then it was decided that the meeting should collapse. I'll try, Chairperson, in due respect, to establish the determination of 50 minutes. You know, I'm not questioning, but my worry is one and fear. I fear a situation where a precedent will be created without us having a specific stipulation that would be guiding our own proceedings. I'm not justifying anything, hence I was able to submit my humble apology that I'll be delayed as a result of traffic in Cape Town. But everything, I want to get clarity. Where is that specific stipulation? And who advised? I know in most instances we already advised the chair, as it was an advice to the chairperson. So, for the benefit of us creating, not creating any precedent, I would be glad if I can be assisted.
Yes, the meeting was called off after 20 minutes basically because of a norm, a practice of a committee that after 15 minutes, members might then be lead to other things. And equally, we engage the committee section to get what do we do in that regard. And the advice was that after 15 minutes, the meeting might be called off. Of course, indeed, members were also those who were present saying, and of course, the other things to do, they cannot just be in the meeting, which is not, you know, proceeding. Can I appeal that? Can we proceed then? That's the mark.
I'll be glad if you capture it, but because other members felt that they cannot stand, hence they decided to leave. Because this one of saying it has been practiced. In practice, will differ from one institution to the other. So I'm just saying it. Perhaps.
I mean the practice of this institution, not of any other institution. I'm referring to this.
Yes.
Hence I'm saying that the committee is
generally protected by mutual respect.
No, I thought Martin, you raised the concern when I clarified, and we need not to debate it, I thought. That's my understanding.
Chairman, I'm not debating. Can I afford it an opportunity to raise what I want to raise? Unless it's a valid. Chairman, remember, we are a cluster of committees. And my fear is that what is applicable in that opportunity can be applicable on the other committee. It will also have a bearing on that. That is my idea. But nonetheless, if you say, this is how we are going to do it, it's fine. I can arrest my issue.
Thank you very much. Can we then proceed with the program as it is? Apologies, if any. We have only registered through the secretary the apology from Tetra, Honourable Mahalaj.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I'm not sure why Honourable Chief's apology has not reached you, but yes, he has asked me to also make an apology for him.
Thank you very much. The agenda before ourselves is it has got three solid items: consideration of and adoption of Malu Jacobum petition hearing report, consideration and adoption of Koeda petition hearing report, consideration and adoption of minutes of the 26th November 2015 and 27th January 2016. Announcement closure. Any mover for the adoption of the agenda? No, another opportunity.
Thank you, moving the and the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Any seconder? Thank you, another I want to believe that you have been favored with the report of the Malaysia Forum, which was also in our documents in the same meeting of last week. Can we then look at it and talk to it for him? It dated 17th February 2016. Which I guess it should be changed today. Page one of that report, of anything on it. Move to page two. Page three. Page 4. page 9, 10, 11. Honorable Nakhleki.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I would just like to make the following proposal. They have the recommendations that start on page 11. They go over to page 12 as well. Specifically with regards to the fact or the recommendation that the municipality must prioritize the petitioners. I'm just concerned that the municipality might already have a housing list that also needs to be taken into regard. There are a lot of people, most probably, on a list at the municipality already waiting for housing. So I would suggest that we change that recommendation just to read that the municipality accommodates in a fair and just way, or accommodates the petitioners in a fair and just way in relation to the municipality's housing program. In other words, that we don't prioritize them, but that we accommodate them in a fair and a just way in relation to the municipality's housing program. In that way, you do not disadvantage people that have already been waiting on the list at the municipality for quite a while for housing. Then the other matter that I just want to clarify is our report is dated the 24th of February, but I don't think the content differs at all. So we are looking at a version of the 24th of February, but I believe it's the same one, just for clarity. Thank you.
We amend our recommendation to municipality in order to avoid causing confusion that the municipality might later that this confusion was as a result of the select committee on petition and executive undertaking. Any second that for that move? Is there any objection? Thank you. That will then be amended accordingly. Thank you, Honorable. We were on page 11 and 12, respectively. If this is still anything on that. Thank you. Any move for the adoption of the report with the amendment that we have inserted?
I move to adoption of this report with the amendment.
Thank you. Any second for the mover? Thank you, Honorable Kalpala. The report is so adopted. It will await for submission to the House. The next on the agenda is the report on COEDA. Which again, I want to believe all of us had it since last week. So can we then follow correction of the right date? I'm not sure whether also it reflects the 24th on your... Okay, thank you very much. Page 1, page 2, three, four, page 5, and page 7. Any mover for the adoption of the report as a true reflection of what we have discussed? Honorable Kimbe.
I was present, so I moved the approaching of this.
Thank you. Any seconder? There's no seconder on the report.
In what order, may I ask, why is your own comrades not getting your own reports?
I'm going to answer that. I'm on the point of committee members. This committee is a committee report, it's not a caucus report.
And this is your chairperson.
Thank you very much. What do we do when we don't have a second and with the report, if I were to ask honorable member?
Can I just mention that I wasn't present, so I can't second it.
Honorable Manubol.
The first report, who moved the second report?
We are on this report.
I'm asking, I'm sitting there to the first report, who moved the second report? I'm just speaking clarity on that. Is it a difficult question, sir?
It is. On this Koeda's report, is there any, it looks like there's no intention to adopt this report. I'm not sure whether we don't adopt it because we don't agree with the content, or we don't adopt it or based on other reasons I may not know of. Honorable,
I have made my reasons for not seconding it out of principle very clear. What's worrying me is the question in the back of my mind, why none of your own caucus members are also willing to second this report. That is the worrying question.
Genuinely, the Honorable Mechanicist, but the fact of the matter is the report is before the committee. It's not in, in terms of caucus, you know, seat. Okay. No, but he can't seven himself. There's no such law in any.
In terms of the rules, in terms of the rules, what is the repercussion if the report is not seconded? In terms of the rules, I'm not sure.
Honourable members, just before I cannot answer that, this is not the minute, it's the report. The report and the minutes might not be handled in the same manner. When you are dealing with a report, you are given the things that have happened and the proposed recommendations that are in the report. And you have to be allowed to go through once you've satisfied yourself that it reflects the politic position of the committee. Any member in that committee can do that. When you are dealing with minutes, you cannot do the same. I'm sure, Kize, you don't have to do that in a meeting. You can't do that. If you wanted to do that, you have to move out. Okay. That's my answer to your issue, Honorable Mwepi.
Okay.
Honorable Mwepi. In
that chair, I'm humbly requesting the honorable members of the majority party to voluntarily adopt the report. We know that it's a committee report, but some of us might bring opposing opinions to this. So for you to be safe as the chairperson, and for them to be saved as the majority party members, they must do the honorable thing and adopt the report so that we move forward. They were there, they know what transpired in the interaction with the petitioners, and I think they also influenced the recommendations by the whoever that prepared the report before us. So I don't see this thing of not adopting an ACES now. They are acting as if they are opposition. They must do the honorable thing, Chair, and adopt this report. If I was there, I don't want to adopt it because I was not there. I cannot take in something that I'm not creating it. I see what is happening here, but I cannot, as an individual and as the opposition, agree to whatever that I was not part of. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I'm disappointed. Actually, I'm pleased that the members of the meeting and ourselves, the leadership of your chairperson, I thought you were going to order by insinuating that he's making that this report is a AUC caucus report. He didn't call it to order. He left it to deliberate. So the record, in the record, seems to be the true reflection of what he's saying. So the implication of this report for them is right to disown the report of the committee, because this is the work of the committee. It's not the work of the AUC. It's the work of the committee. So I don't understand. So moving forward from now on, we can do the work of the committee on our own as the AUC, using the opposition party for them also to move and talk and our own. We don't use it in our
own.
Honorable Manopola, there is an order that has been called. Can you be allowed me to give the order, and do you want to give them an opportunity to
hang on.
When there's the hand for order, all of us want the order being, you know, brought to the attention of the chair. We have to be, you know, respecting that and allow the person calling an order to put the case forth and the ruling being taken. If it then indicates that you should proceed, you will then be allowed to proceed. Can I request you to be in order and allow Honorable Mukula to...
Before that, I'm requesting that you would respect the as much as the order is, I'm also asking
you to...
I'm asking you to hang on
and allow the order, and you all come back to me once the order has been said. We cannot say order and said proceed and the order will come late. It doesn't have to run like that. Honorable Mukwe.
Mm-hmm. ANC as the majority party and as they were present when these petitioners were there, and they were there, they participated in making sure that report, this report in the savings for this day. They must, as members of the majority party, take a responsibility of adopting and seconding the adoption of this report. That was my submission to you, Chairperson. And I said, I cannot deliberate on this. Yes, I read what is entailed in the report, but because I was not part of it, I cannot say I second. Honorable Manopole, after the submission is idea, if they got an issue with you as the chair, they must deal with you at your level of your caucus. Because we can see that this thing is a plain thing.
Thank you.
Both of them, the plain thing, so they must not even include us into your...
I think in my own opinion, you were just debating and exercising fair points. Can you proceed, Honorable Manopole? Yes,
for you to leave Honorable Mokwe to create one perception. For her to say two people are having a problem with you, she's out of order. I can ask her to withdraw what she said, because there's no substance in what she's saying.
I'm sure you could hear that, Honorable Mokwe, that there's no substance in throwing this kind of allegation.
Let them adopt this book. Let them take it.
No, but they
are adopting. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? If one man has... I'm not going to withdraw. Let them adopt this book.
I'm not saying withdraw. I'm saying refrain from using allegations that must not be substantiated. Okay. Honorable
Mokwe. My point of order is on the basis of saying, can she withdraw? She said it, she must know what she said, because it is not substantiated. That is what I'm saying. And I'm saying, Chairperson, we need consistency with you of that. And she withdraw, Chairperson.
So as I said, I think I would advise her to refrain from using this kind of allegation.
Chairperson, she has I'm
still giving a ruling, but I'm giving a ruling that today, so how do I give a ruling then? Can you allow me to give a ruling? You have raised a point of order. I've listened to you. I found no point of order that needs to be withdrawn. But I can advise her to refrain from using this kind of language. Thank you. Are you still on the platform, Honorable
because I was interrupted. So I'm just setting, making an appeal that as much as we are obliged to respect you. You also have a responsibility to protect the speakers on the platform. Very in that the meeting will come in a chaos state. So we when we are in the other meeting, the person, when to me when a speaker is in the platform is speaking and the person is called to order, we're supposed to wait for you to indicate that you're given the permission to speak. But while we continue not protecting the speaker, so we end up being catering the meeting and be able to continue there. So the person the answer can be returned. The information that I'm saying, the information was made that this meeting, this report was drafted by the ANC caucus. And the person did contest with it. I'm still studying that person and maintaining that. What is done? And it's supposed to be
wonderful monopoly. Point of order.
Honorable Chair, I'm requesting that we move on for the adoption and the of the report, because we have discussed this matter before. I've never said this is an ANC caucus. I said ANC as the majority party. That's what I said.
Thank you.
I've never said it's an ANC caucus report. I've never said that. I said at the majority part. So we cannot discuss the issue of what I said and what she said. Please, let's move on. We've got other issues to attend to. I'm requesting that. I'm requesting that now that Honorable is here as Honorable one, maybe they will second the adoption of the
report. I think the matter in the order and the matter raised by Honorable Manopole has been raised and I have given a ruling on it. Why are we, you know, running in circle in one area? Because the matter in the same manner raised and I have given a ruling on it. And even when Honorable Haraki spoke of ANC product, I said, this is a committee product, it's not about party. You know, but there's no need for us to bring things that are point of order. Point of order, Honorable.
Chairperson, it's not a point of order. You respect. Can I ask for a 5 minute ANC caucus? You respect.
That's the request. It put me in a dilemma because your whip is not here. I don't know who should give that response.
Yeah, that means.
You are seconding the request.
Yeah, let's just do
it. No, it does, Mark. You mean you are giving? No, but we are in a meeting. We must be orderly and requested to have an opportunity to go into. No, we need to respect. You know, the meeting, Honorable One. We can't argue in the manner you wanted to argue. We are in a meeting for us to allow other members to go. We must do it properly. Honorable Makala.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just to remark, it's very concerning for me. It's not. As Honorable Mpumi said, well, this is not an ANC caucus, so it's not the your caucus whip, it's our committee whip, and I find it very concerning that our whip is not here. Apart from that, if the proposal by Honorable Mwapi would move things forward, then myself and my colleague from the DA is more than welcome to indulge you in 5 minutes caucus if you so wish.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you will be called in the next 3 minutes or so. If you can, organize yourself a cup of tea. And even the rest of staff members. Is.
We are still on the adoption of the report. We moved to the motion for the adoption of the report. I call for the second of the report, Honorable Mayor Frank.
Yeah. Thank you. I will move for the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
I support this to move. Second
session. Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, earlier on there was this insinuation that was made. I want to place it on our court. That as a chair of the committee, we are used to overstate. And as the ANC, we have a full confidence that you are still running the meeting well, and you are having our support. I think it should be captured.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the minutes. The first set of the minutes is of the 25th of November 2015.
Before the adoption of this minute, I was not absent. I render as an apology.
What? Where are you? On the minute?
Yeah.
No, let's go to the minute because.
But we are there. That's the
first I said before, oh. I thought you were talking something outside the minute. The minutes are of the 25th of November 2015, the meeting which took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. FE216, 7th floor, new assembly wing. Okay. Do we have them all? 20 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Can we then move on up? Honorable one.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move
No, we are still going through the minutes as they are.
No, I move to ask the question.
Oh, okay.
There were no minutes off before this 25th. There were no sessions before this. I'm just asking for clarity.
There were many before the 25th of November.
There have already been.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Engelbrecht.
Page two, if you can remember the time changed from the morning until the 3 o'clock. So I render my apology because of that change of time. If you can remember, I called you, I even called Ngani, so that you cannot change the time now and expect me to be in Cape Town at that time. Then I rendered my apology. I was not upset. Please.
Can you get that correct? Thank you very much. Anything on page two?
Page 3,
Honorable Mari. If you check in terms of page 1, yes. I know
Honorable Monopolo and Gary can be corrected on that
subject
or that kind of page. I'm sure the register is attached if you.
Yeah.
She didn't get an opportunity to
sign
a
kind of
register.
Yeah.
So can I reported it?
Yes.
On a
15,
I need a protection.
I'm listening.
Yes, I'm saying. If you check in terms of attendance, Honorable Manopolo was present, but in terms of the attendance register, she couldn't get an opportunity to sign the attendance register.
Attendance register for this to be attached, it is an opportunity of Honorable you were or you were not present in the meeting. It cannot be that a member comes to a meeting and fail to dine and attend the meeting. We've got administrators that make sure that the attendance register circulates properly. Maybe it might be that she was not part of the meeting, but captured that he was present. Unless the administration can clarify us on this meeting.
Honorable Mwadi, can you help us to understand the point you are making?
Yes,
for that.
What Honorable Manopoli says can happen either way. I will cite an example. Yesterday we had a select committee of customers. Unfortunately, I couldn't find the attendance of this. But I was hearing the meeting. So there's that likely. I'm honest. It happened yesterday. I was in that meeting. Remember, there are two meetings. As you speak, I can recall.
No, I understand what my friend is saying. Can you help us on that day so that we all understand that he was in that meeting? I'm trying to speak better. I'm saying because you are saying Honorable Manopoli was in the meeting and he did not sign the register, I'm saying need us to join you on that understanding.
If it was when you were discussing the report of Maruti, you would remember in that report we had a number of engagements around that particular matter. And if my memory serves me well, during that meeting, most of the time I was seated next to Honorable Manopoli. That is why I can recall it.
Honorable Chuck.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to remind the House that we must also remember that we had no complement of the staff because they were all tied. So, most of the things were just on my staff. Of course, yes, I remember Honorable Manopoli was there. He then had to leave the meeting and attend the ad hoc committee which they were deployed for. But that is what I remember. Everything was in order. We had to have money from someone else who had to come in 5 minutes for us. Even the attendance register was requested after.
Thank you.
Can I check with the administration, like I've requested?
No, they were not against that.
But I did communicate with
Mr.
Ali for myself.
That's why.
And he never indicated to me that he is on strike. I communicated with him. I communicated with you. I'm just no.
Yes, on a point of order.
Can you pick up the Chairman? Honorable Mukweli, cannot dispute what we were discussing because we're there, myself, Honorable Mukanga. So I'm saying this engagement is not going to help us at all. If there's any further engagement, I think she can engage officials outside the meeting, but officials are not going to be permitted to be responsible.
Oh, that's the thing. But Honorable Member, I was saying, let's give the benefit of doubt because of where we come from at that time.
I'm still on the question.
No, I said what does that say? I found it to have logic in it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not sidelining one of the people.
Honorable Manopol was part of the meeting. Let it be recorded as such. But for record purposes, now I'm not satisfied with the manner in which this matter is handled.
Of
the attendance of Honorable Manopol, you know, an attendance register, you cannot walk out of the meeting without signing an attendance. It's your responsibility as a member to make sure that you sign attendance register. It is our responsibility to sign attendance register. So I'm not happy. Yes, you have ruled on the matter, but for record purposes, I want to make it clear that I'm not.
Thank you. Can we then agree that it will be corrected and it should be allowed to sign? Thank you very much. We were still on page 2. Page 3, Honorable Queen. I don't have any problem with this is as long as you allow us to proceed. Anything on page 3? And page 4? Any move for the adoption?
I'm going to use the majority. I was there. I move for the adoption of the new.
So this statement, Honorable Mark, we are not necessary. Just move. Any step one about the adoption, Honorable Wana?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
I move from the perspective of the province of nations. I was that evidence.
Thank you very much.
What do you move?
The minutes are adopted with amendments that have been inserted in. The minutes of the 27th January 2016. Do we all have them?
Yes.
Page 1. Page 2. I've noticed that we have omitted the presentation of that lady who presented before this hill. There was a lady before that gentleman, and then her presentation is not captured. If you remember all of it.
She was just making a brief overview, and the question was presented by the opposition. So I think it's the same thing.
That's the point, Honorable. No. I've not seen who says you are not the Honorable?
You didn't know the chapter in the program.
Oh, you were just enjoying late. I know that.
You see the behavior of Chairperson and listening to the behavior of Honorable Mugweli when we're speaking, then she jumps in and then when I'm speaking, I'm undermining you. I'm requesting the Chairperson to protect the speakers in
the room. And we try to be orderly.
Because you can do that and get with
you. I'm going to say,
she apologized for that. Thank you. Can you also get with that? Do you agree that there was a woman who made the submission before the man?
What is the answer?
Honorable Mukwele raised your hand and this one and agreed and said, I don't agree with you, I agree with you. Honorable what?
Chairperson, because it's been a mass presentation to catch up and the two of them. So we need maybe to get clarity. Where's the report?
I'm sure what you are saying, Honorable Chairperson, you must indicate that there was a presentation from that particular person.
I don't know, maybe I will be out of order. I don't know whether that lady came on the 27th and also came on the 10th. Because what I know is that the presentation was both for the male and female on the 10th of February. If my memory serves me well, if my records are great, that's why when Honorable Manopolo says the lady presented, I said, if the lady presented, I was then part of that meeting.
Can you clarify which minute is this one? Because it's a minute of the hearing in my own view.
Yeah.
So we had the hearing on the 27th of the 10th.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the hearing was conducted on that day, and the hearing was all of this was done on that day, but I concur with Honorable Manapole that in fact the only thing that the first petitioner, the lady, did was to introduce herself and to give a short background. So in order to move forward, I would suggest that the date is correct. The content is correct as far as we've come, but point 9 to just change it to submission by the petitioners. And then should include the fact that the lady gave a brief introduction, but that has to make it a separate point.
Because myself and you might be referring to the nice mask petition where there was an attorney who made presentation here, and
for this one,
our apologies.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. We are comfortable with page 2.
Chairperson, I'm going to need a seconder from Honorable Wana and Honorable Moapi. I would suggest that in the light of the confusion of today, that we perhaps move the meetings to be a bit later in the morning, or perhaps afternoon, but I don't know whether the earliness of the meeting has got something to do with the confusion from now.
So you know you are not giving any direction or help or that. On page 3, anything?
I just want to confirm, we're putting that insertion into point 9, submission of the petition, and we say that Mr. Oryx Keane and Ms. L. Pelham made submission.
Thank you. On page 3, anything? I think almost the first paragraph after the one over the building to that page, we concluded with the operations. The statement on the line before that is not good. That took place and after. Instead of the second took place, it should be this happened after the flight. Okay. Do you hear where I'm talking about? Thank you. And the second one is on the second paragraph from the bottom, the very first line, which is understood that there is a need. It cannot be the need for the investment. They understood there is a need for the investment in the area. Page 3. Second paragraph from the last, very, very first line, toward the end. Do we all please? Thank you very much. Page 4.
Honorable Makharati.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 4, there was a submission by Mr. Chinky, not our own, but the yeah. Mr. Chinky, which was omitted. And I think it's an important factor for us to take into account, and that was that the provincial department, as well as the national, we must just make sure whether it's provincial and national, but they did do testing to see whether the noise level is within legislation. Mr. Chinky made that submission, and he said the municipality got feedback from the provincial department, and I don't know whether it's from national as well, that the noise levels are actually combined with legislation. We just need to insert that submission as well as what the noise levels are. There's a whole submission around that. I think it goes to an important part of what he said as well. There's no mention in this report as to whether noise levels were tested or not, and I think it's an important part of his submissions that just need to be included as well. Thank you.
I just want to say to you, if you can take 36 exceptions, 666, what will represent them to number of rental submissions to be submitted to us, because we as coaches were granted what was losing submissions, but we not substantially requested them further and supporting the community. So I think this phone will be captured on this.
I'm sure what you are saying is you are saying that a report, the minute, does not inform us that he made mention of that part. That's what you are saying. Only the recommendation I'm talking about, it becomes, you know, evidence of what he says. Okay? I know that on the department's presentation, they also emphasize the proceed as you move on. Okay? Can we then move to Honorable Mike?
I'm not sure if you should in terms of paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3 of page 3.
Of page 4. Mr. Chetty further pointed out that the issue of noise pollution was the competence of both national and provincial government and environmental rights issues fell within the competence of the district municipality. Was it not with regard to the original report in terms of testing, as it was not more detailed and captured in detail? That's what I will remember from, but I think this is where we can either say that it's properly captured in this paragraph, because I remember it was a call for
comment. I think, Honorable Makati, as you are coming, if you will see where the Department of Environmental Affairs is following this testing, they then indicate that it was done by this and that, and the report was done. Okay?
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with all of you. I will just make the suggestion that for the completeness thereof, because if you go back, or if you go to point 12 and 2, it says Mr. Chetty and Mr. Muhammad to furnish the committee with written submissions in support of the oral submissions made during the hearing. It doesn't stipulate with regards to what. It stipulates that they must furnish us with everything that they raised in their oral arguments. In other words, our summaries of what they did raise in their oral arguments must be complete. So, I mean, if you just mention anywhere, then if we go back and we ask, but who says this, we're not going to know that it's Mr. Chetty, and that he must furnish us with that information. So I would agree that we just, for completeness sake, we just include it under Mr. Chetty, because he did raise it, and then questions flowed from that specific issue.
Can we then move to page 5? I'm sure that submission by the department must be Western Cape Department of Environment and Development Planning. You cannot ask the department. There's no nothing called department. Page
6.
Honorable Mark.
I think those were called for concern. How many were captured? I remember there was a stipulation of a time frame in terms of when we expect the report to be submitted. If not mistaken, we said 14 days, if not mistaken. So I'm saying those are the capturing, so they are sisters. Indeed, they are improving, but can we try? These critical issues that we think, should there be any content can be utilized against us, I think it's better that we have them properly captured.
Adopted under the resolution on the last page. If I remember correctly, it was said, I actually think by itself, when it was mentioned that the South African Civil Aviation Authority has certain duties in certain respects, it became very clear that we need to actually get information from them as well. And I think that was actually mentioned in the committee. Can we perhaps just add a 12.4 that the Civil Aviation Authority should also be requested to make submissions to the committee in order for us to make a... Okay. Sorry, it was an oversight. My apologies.
I saw the resolution. We're expecting them to appear, not just submit a report. Because remember, you can submit the report, but a report can never be interpreted in a way. So capturing of this is just saying a report is submitted. Whereas we said let them also appear before the committee. 12.1. Honorable
I therefore move for the adoption of the report of the minutes.
As much as I'm against the minutes, but I wanted to be recorded that to ask again the amendment. Thank you. You know the.
No objection, my daughter. The next item is announcement.
I'm not sure you raised earlier on in concern around this matter, even if it was just a remark from your side of Lysna municipality, where the mayor went on media making speculations around a meeting which he or she did not even attend. I'm just worried that the message that is being put forth out there might really put this community in jeopardy. And I think for that matter, specifically on the issue of the newspaper article that you have just written, specifically on it, let alone the efficient issue, I think that this community needs to resolve that that particular mayor be someone to appear before this committee. Because there's been no way to understand that we can help her for the situation where it has been make negative remarks, particularly around work of the committee, and who as the chairperson without having facts. So I'm just saying, chairperson, either in the proceedings, find a way of saying how do we ensure that we summon that particular person to appear before the committee so that we engage in the spirit of governmental relations. That is my submission, chairperson.
Just before you come, you mean outside what I said, we are going to summon them through the hearings and then all this.
Yes.
You are saying we should be specific on him.
Yes, on the article itself. I'm saying on him specifically because I think the article that has been written, it has been written from his capacity as the mayor. And I'm saying to refer enough in the spirit of corporate governance that we ensure that we invite him to appear before us so that we clear
was an afraid. If you are going to do it, you might give with the petition with 3 or 6 times. So I'm just saying we must clear the space so that whatever outcome, either way, should not be have wrong perception. That is my submission.
I see you, Honorable. I thought earlier when I indicated, Honorable, I said we are going to summon the municipality and the mayor. And basically why I was doing that is because I said we are not going to do a media response, but we will then reprimand them and indicate them in their presence when we have summoned them in the hearing. To say this is what you should frame moving forward. We can't have yourself do like this. Because to me, it's to hold the parliament in contempt in the manner you should respect. So I thought we would then be. Thank you very much. Honorable Akalakis and everyone. Oh, okay. Honorable.
I understand. I'm not having any attitude. I'm just doing because we used to talk with each other. A second, I wanted to make an what is necessary by Honorable Mkhapi. I wanted specific that mayor must clean up that president. When he's coming to us, bring that copy of that press statement. Because we need to analyze the paragraph.
The statement is in our disposal.
But she must bring it here. The person who was designing that, she must bring it. Even she's a chef, but there's no show to see already. She's a chef. She must bring that.
Honorable, I like it.
Thank you, Chief. The Chief is an answer. What I wanted to say now is, I haven't seen this press statement, Honourable One, I haven't either.
No.
So we must be careful to make decisions before we actually see the content and the nature of a statement. That's the only thing I want to caution the committee.
Thank you very much. I was saying, we there is
yes. I want to ask about the petition of Bobby King. How far is it? How far are we with the Bobby King petition? How far are we?
We will check, we will then inform you in the next meeting.
You know why I'm raising this? Because remember we didn't... Yeah, it's my constituency, this is why I'm saying about this. Everyone has a right to speak about this or their own constituency. You remember that we were unable to get the petitioner to talk to us, and it was so overpowered in such a way that the longer we hold it, the petitioner as a committee locally, we are somehow compromised. So can you go back for APC, whatever that we must do, we must also send ourselves.
I was asking,
is it possible, because I heard that you are saying the statement is at our disposal, is it possible for you to photocopy it and submit it to us, please?
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next week, as you remember, when we adopt
our program for this first quarter, we were told that next week it should not be touched. We will be doing training for what have you of the altering the contract and what have you. It has since been moved to somewhere in April, and it has made us to have an empty week. Which is the following week of the 9th. Next week is the 2nd. And the week of the 9th is a strategic planning session. So in case we have said the work that we were supposed to do on the 9th will be, you know, moving it to next week, which is the hearing on the embrace indicating what have you. So we'll be having a hearing here in this parliament. I'm sure we'll get them. Proper venue and all these kind of things. So that's the changes that were effected because of the broader program of parliament.
Also request that if not next week, perhaps in the week thereafter, we just get a proper update on the executive undertakings, which ones we still have to monitor, and those that have come in. Yesterday with questions to the minister, they made quite a few undertakings as well over there. If we follow guidelines, it means that we need to at least during every meeting have a look at them and follow them up. If we can just get an update on that, because I'm not sure whether we are following the guidelines to the letter, whether it's possible at the moment in terms of time frame. Thank you.
Good part is that I've given support staff the responsibility to take all of your requests of our resolution plan. We will do follow up on a quarterly basis. And then, because we are almost towards the end of the court, they must then get all the response and where those commitments are, so that in the last meeting of the court, we'll be able to give you a detailed progress at all. Where are we in terms of that? I want to take this opportunity and say thank you very much, and the meeting runs again. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, members. The next meeting is going to be here. Thank you. Thank you.